first of all, Steve, if you could tell me a little bit about yourself, introduce yourself, tell me where you're from, and a little bit about your operation.
Steve Miller. I'm 29 years old. We're from West Union, Iowa, which is northeast Iowa. My dad and I farm together in our family farm.
Now, where are you at as far as the planting season is concerned?
We're half done with beans. Corn we got in 2 weeks ago before it rained, I guess, for a week. So we're sitting pretty good. We got the corn sprayed, so I guess we're sitting pretty good.
Well, how did the 2011 season impact your plans as far as what we were going to plant this year and what you needed to do as far as pre-plant and that kind of thing?
Well, the wind blew all our corn down, so we definitely took a look at height on corn and root structure and just doing more of the smart stacks than anything, even on beans. It was quite a mess last year. Picked, I'd say, half it up off the ground.
What did you plan this year as far as planting, as far as soybeans and corn? How did you mix it up this year versus last year, and why?
We were typically on a 50-50 rotation, so it was pretty self-explanatory. There's a few farms we would with corn on corn, just got better dirt, and take advantage of the market. But that's all changed now, so sticking to our rotation.
Now, what about winter? I know it was pretty warm everywhere. Was it warm in your area, and how did that impact this season for you?
So actually, last fall was so nice. We got all of our work done, and hydrous was on while the dry fert was on. So we didn't really have much to do this spring until it was time to work the ground up. So we cleaned fence lines out with trees and, you know, rods and ends, fixed a few tile lines, all that stuff, waterway work. We could use a good year without the 3-inch rain so we can get our waterways back in shape. So we got a lot of that work done early this spring.
What about weeds? A big issue this year is the resistant weeds, and especially with the warm winter. What are you doing to control weeds this season as far as pre-plant and then in-season?
Well, we're definitely spiking the Roundup to get these resistant weeds under control. And we ditched our bean ground, which normally we don't do, to knock the weeds back so we can get a chance to get out here with a sprayer and get them cleaned up. I guess we changed our herbicide program for the corn. We went to a pre-emerge herbicide. Last year we went post-emerge, but we got caught. When it started raining, when the corn was 3 foot tall, and it rained for about 2 weeks, and it was getting too late to spray the corn, and so we just do little things differently to make sure we get the chemical where it needs to be at the right time.
Well, I know you use Headline, and how are you using that on both corn and soybeans this year?
We basically just scout it when it's time. I guess we know the varieties that we bought that respond well to Headline, and then we check it when it's a week or two to see what the diseases are looking like, pretty much on a field-by-field basis.
Yeah, scouting is important. I'm glad you brought that up. Okay, well, now you said you're about halfway done, and what is the weather looking at like right now? You said you got some rain in last week. I know Iowa was the one place that was a little far behind at the beginning of the planting season, but you're moving along all right then at this point.
Yeah, it's dry. That's where we had a two-week stretch where, the early April, where the tile lines were dried up, and it was really dry, and we got rain for a week. Now it's dry again. It's going to be dry all week, so dust is flying. When we did some of our early corn, there was some moisture in the ground and in front of the gateways where we packed it down. We might have to replant because the moisture dried up and it's like concrete now. So the corn's struggling to get through in front of the gateways, but just we got to replant some, we got to replant it.
So how optimistic are you about the 2012 season?
Very optimistic. Other than the prices are going the wrong way, but the corn that's up looks excellent, and the beans are going in, so as long as we pick the right variety and get a little rain in July and August, looks like we're going to be sitting pretty good.
All right, wonderful. Well, it's been great to talk to you, Steve, and we will be checking in with you during the season to see how your crop comes along. Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.